Thanks for listening to this week's Friday Live Extra from NET Radio. I'm Genevieve Randall. Established in 1967, the Post Playhouse brings theater in a repertory schedule to the Nebraska Panhandle each summer. Located on the grounds of Fort Robinson State Park near Crawford, the Playhouse opens the musical Chicago on June 30th, Frankenstein July 7th, and continues three other shows through July and the first 2 weeks of August, including a sign language performance of Shrek in July. Dwayne Barrett is artistic director this summer for the Post Playhouse. And Dwayne, I know you have a very full schedule, so thank you for taking a short break to talk with me.
Of course. Thanks for inviting me to speak with you today.
So the Post Playhouse brings performers in for these shows from all over. Where are some of your cast and crew from this year?
We have an amazing cast, and they're from all over the country. We have four actors from Florida. We have people from Arizona all the way to New Jersey, New Hampshire, New York City. So they're kind of from all over. So it's great talent from across the country.
And what are the first three productions that you opened the summer season with?
We opened first with Shrek. And then next we did the big hit musical, which is one of our biggest sellers. Like, people are trying to get tickets still, is Mamma Mia. And then we just opened Crazy for You, which is a fun musical with a cowboy theme. So it kind of fits Nebraska. So that's one of the reasons why I chose that for the 50th, because it has that cowboy feel to it. Then now we're opening Chicago tomorrow.
We should point out that this is part of the 150th celebration for Nebraska's statehood this year as well.
That's correct.
So glad you guys are a part of that. Now, many listeners may well be familiar with Chicago, taking place in the Roaring Twenties. It's a musical, like you said, that's been very popular. What do you think people connect with most in Chicago?
It's a big hit also because the musical was choreographed by Bob Fosse, who is an amazing choreographer. And it's just that whole prohibition and the fact that they're these strong women who have this such conviction to tell this story. And it's fun, it's sexy, it's sleek, and it's just a favorite from anyone. And it's still playing on Broadway. It's the longest running musical now, so it's still a hit even in New York today. So the fact that we're able to do it here for our 50th is exciting, because it was one of those shows where I wasn't sure if we were going to get the rights to it or not, and luckily I was. Same thing with Mamma Mia, the rights don't go to every theater that asks to do the show. So we're lucky that we got it for our 50th.
Now, I mentioned the sign language performance of Shrek. When is that? And is this the first time the Post Playhouse has done that?
I don't think it is. Again, this is my second year here, so I'm not really sure exactly what they've done several years ago, but I do believe that it has been done in the past, and it is on July the 12th okay. when we have that performance. So I'm excited about that.
And July 7th, Frankenstein opens. Tell me about that show.
Oh, Young Frankenstein. Of course, you know, most people, especially the older generation, really know the movie Young Frankenstein, the Mel Brooks, and it starred Gene Wilder and Terry Garr and Madeline Kahn. And it's the same story, just set to music and lyrics and dance, and it still has the same funny bits that if you know the movie, they're there. So when you come to see it, if you do know the movie, you'll get all the jokes.
So I think it might be a little tricky for the non-actor, or, you know, someone who's never done theater before, to imagine what it's like to juggle all of the different shows as the summer goes on. Some days you're even doing two or three different shows in one day. So can you describe what that's like and how you all accomplish that?
It's definitely a lot of work for the actors, and as well as the, you know, the design team and even myself, because we start rehearsals 2 weeks where we learn all the shows at one time. So in one day, we will touch every show. Like, you may have an hour of music on Young Frankenstein, and then you have a 2-hour dance tap rehearsal for Crazy for You, and then you have a book scene rehearsal of Mamma Mia. So the actors are juggling all of the shows and learning them all in 2 weeks. It's a lot of work, and we rehearse from 9 to 9, and we have an hour and a half for lunch and an hour and a half for dinner. And then after the 2 weeks, then every Friday we open a new show, and the week that we work the new show, we just work that show. Like now we're into Chicago, which opens tomorrow, but we're also still performing Shrek, Mamma Mia, and Crazy for You during the week. So we'll rehearse from like 9 in the morning till 5. They'll have their dinner break and then come back and they'll do the show that's on the schedule for that evening. It's a lot of work, but it's rewarding work, especially for actors who are just starting out and are new to the business, because it's building their resume, it's building their knowledge of the business. And again, our actors also are involved with helping backstage and lights and helping with costumes. They're getting a lot of additional training in their craft of show business.
Dwayne, how did you first become involved at the Post Playhouse?
Don Fox, who is our scenic and lighting designer, I have known for several years. We worked on cruise ships together, and he told me last summer that the Post Playhouse was looking for a choreographer and a director. So he introduced me to Tom Osowski, who is the artistic director, who this summer decided to take a summer off. And when I came last summer, Tom really liked my work. He liked my work ethic. And so he said, hey, would you take over for me this summer and take over for the 50th and let me take a vacation? So I've taken over the helm this summer, and so I'm directing and choreographing all the shows as well as being the artistic director. So it's very exciting, and I feel privileged since it's the 50th anniversary that he and the board asked me to do this. So I thank them for that.
Dwayne Barrett is artistic director, as he's been talking about, this summer for the Post Playhouse. They've been producing a summer season since 1967, and their season is underway with Chicago, Mamma Mia, Shrek, Young Frankenstein, and Crazy for You. That's all through August 13th, and you can link to the full schedule on the Post Playhouse website through the Friday Live page at netnebraska.org/radio. Dwayne, great talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Genevieve. I hope to see and hear all the listeners come and see us.
The Friday Live Extra is a weekly podcast, production help from Dave Hughes. You can learn more about people and groups involved in arts and humanities in Nebraska by listening to Friday Live, broadcast statewide each week on NET Radio, streaming audio and video online at netnebraska.org, and also available there as a podcast. I'm Genevieve Randall.